美国神韵国际艺术团从圣诞节前就开始了在加拿大的巡回演出，至今已经在渥太华、汉密尔顿和蒙特利尔屡屡创下爆满的票房佳绩。1月10日，艺术团已经到达第四站安省的双子城基奇纳滑铁卢。此前，加拿大联邦自然资源部长等都为政要发出贺信，请看报道。
继加拿大总督、总理和多位联邦部长向神韵主办方发出贺信后，今年神韵加东巡回演出的第四站双子城的演出前夕，又接到了多位政要的贺信。加拿大联邦自然资源部长奥利弗在信中说："作为国会议员，我向世界级艺术团神韵2012年加拿大演出季致以最诚挚的问候。神韵的舞蹈、音乐和服装将中华5000年文明传统栩栩如生地演绎在舞台上，演出弘扬了一系列普世价值。"如善良、勇气、希望和精神的力量。安省保守党领袖胡达克赞扬神韵已取得的成就。他说，神韵演出是亲朋好友左邻右舍欢聚一堂，欣赏技艺超群的艺术家们呈现优美辉煌的歌舞音乐的好机会。我向这场出色的演出献上最美好的祝福。安省专上教育及培训厅厅长莫雷在贺信中表示，神韵演出中所弘扬的文化传统，其实已经深深地融入了每一个加拿大人的生活和文化身份中。对此，我们真诚地感恩。基奇纳滑铁卢曾被评为世界7大智慧型社区之一，双子城以及附近的剑桥被称为加拿大的科技三角区，这里有400多家高科技公司，著名的黑莓手机发明与制造商 RIM 公司总部就设在这里。素有加拿大的麻省理工学院之称的滑铁卢大学也坐落在这里。我身后就是加拿大安省双子城基奇纳滑铁卢最负盛名的广场中央剧院。这里不仅拥有一流的音响设备、灯光和舞台系统，其舞台更是全北美最大的舞台之一。1月10日和11日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团将在这里演出2场，再现中华正统文化。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大基奇纳报道。
1月10日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大科技重镇基奇纳滑铁卢的首场演出满场。这是神韵第四次莅临双子城，2012年的全新节目再次令双子城的观众们兴奋不已。请看本台记者朱峰的报道。
演出中，每当大幕拉开，观众席中就会传出一阵阵的惊叹声。美国神韵国际艺术团在双子城的首场演出，给这里的观众留下了无穷的回味。神韵的舞台艺术，无论在色彩、服装、天幕、中国古典舞的丰富表现力、音乐等方面，都全方位地冲击着观众的每个感官。
Well, I'm enjoying the colors very much, the pastel colors and the just very beautiful outfits. All of those pastel colors, the blues, the yellows, they're just unusual colors, I think, for a dance troupe. So.
Love the scenes with the back and the animation was fabulous. It's beautifully done. It's very charming.
C'était excellent musicalement. J'ai adoré. Je vais voir beaucoup d'opéras. Puis ça, c'est quelque chose qui me touche. Alors la soprano, j'ai vraiment, vraiment apprécié ça.Ça avait beaucoup de calibre.
Outstanding, outstanding. I've never seen anything like it. The best gymnastics and voices I've seen and heard.
Oh, it was great, unbelievable. It was definitely something to experience, just from the beginning to the end.
观众们说，所有这些元素的集合，释放出积极的、巨大的能量，带给他们从未体验过的感受。
Happiness, excitement.Tranquility, compassion, so very good things.
地产商雷蒙德看完神韵，还拿走一叠神韵的资料，要介绍给那些错过了这场演出的朋友。公司总裁凯利也说，他会向所有朋友推荐神韵。星期三晚上，美国神韵国际艺术团在双子城还有一场演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大基奇纳报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团与加拿大科技重镇双子城两场演出于1月1日晚圆满落幕。双子城的主流人士表示，神韵让他们见识了什么是艺术的最高境界。请看本台记者朱峰的报道。
It's a 10 out of 10. I would definitely recommend it.
Joe is worth $500. Easy. Everyone should see it.
It's totally worth seeing. It's worth every penny.
2012年全新神韵节目不仅让双子城的观众见识了艺术的最高境界，也让他们用尽了所有的形容词来表达内心的仰慕。
I give this show an F for fantastic, A for awesome, B beautiful, C creative, D divine, E more than entertaining. I'm just blown away. There's not enough awesome adjectives to describe this show.
观众还惊叹于中国古典舞的表现力和富于变化的舞蹈编排。
Well, I noticed there was a lot of group dancing, and everyone was very together through the whole show. It was amazing, because that is a very difficult feat to accomplish, anything where you have a core group. I like the balance of the single choreography. It's very intricate.
观看神韵也唤起了华裔对中华文化的眷恋。
I love it. I find it very magical. It's legends that I grew up with, and getting to see it in 3D in real life, being acted out.Yeah, I definitely love the Sun Wukong part. and watching him being obedient by the Buddha was good.
We dream about flying in our sleep sometimes, but these people actually fly on the stage. If you go a little below that, you can see that that delightful illusion is really the result of hard work, discipline, and great artistry, and I admire that.
很多观众还看到了神韵超越艺术层面的价值。
There's a lot of spiritualism and a lot of much higher power on this earth, and how we have to be very good and kind to the earth and to each other.
It has a lot of spiritual dimension in it that we don't see in other shows, and it gives kind of hope for the situation. The whole world is pretty bad at this time.
Justice.To fight for what's right, and that we're being looked after by the goddess and gods up there.
两天的完美演出再次给家国高科技重镇双子城基奇纳滑铁卢的观众留下了美好的回忆，而美国神韵国技术团又将连夜赶往加东巡回演出的第五站多伦多，于明晚开始四天五场的演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大基奇纳报道。欣赏过美国神韵国技术团在基奇纳的演出后，加拿大国会议员斯蒂芬·伍德沃斯说，神韵带给自己从视觉到精神的多层感悟。
虽然是第二次看演出，国会议员伍德沃斯还是不禁惊叹于神韵带来的视觉享受。
On the surface you have such pageantry and color and movement. It's just a sheer delight to watch. It's an enjoyable entertainment.The men, when they dance, seem to actually float in the air. They fly through the air. The women, when they tiptoe in a balletic fashion across the stage, it looks like they're floating as well. The mystical figures come down from the mountain and then appear on the stage. I think that's a great bit of artful illusion.
由于长期关注中国问题，他欣赏神韵演出中表现法轮功受迫害的舞剧运用积极的表现手法，让人感受到勇气和希望。
Truthfulness, compassion and forbearance, and these are really universal values. Although they're well expressed by the Falun Dafa, they're certainly part of my faith and the faith of many groups around the world.
伍德沃斯还感谢神韵艺术团每年在全球巡回演出，让更多的人了解真正的中国文化。新唐人记者史进，加拿大基奇纳报道。
很多艺术界人士闻听神韵世界第一秀的大名后，慕名观赏了美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大双子城的演出。他们说，神韵果然名不虚传。更让他们欣喜的是，从演出中获得无数创作灵感，并且灵魂获得升华，被带入了天堂。请看详细报道。
园林建筑师理查森一早就为自己和儿子买了神韵票作为圣诞礼物，来欣赏演出前已经在神韵网站上做足了功课。
2 months of cultural study in China, ancient history, we've gone reviewed the last 5,000 years of history, the Xian warriors. We've worked hard to prepare for tonight, so he could appreciate it.
理查森透露，神韵网站信息从文字到视频，他没有错过任何一个细节。
We looked at the profiles, the artist profiles for Michelle Wren,
and for Tim Wu. And it was a thrill to see them on stage tonight. They were wonderful.
神韵带给他一连串的惊喜，演出的一幕幕场景已经深深地刻入了他的记忆。
It was blissful. It was just a joy to see the dancers working together as one. The synchronized movement was stunning. I didn't know where to look almost at an individual dancer or at the beauty of dancers in groups and moving into other groups. I particularly like the dance of the silk sleeves, the snowflakes welcoming spring. It was just exquisite from moment to moment.
他说，天幕中的美景、演员的头饰、服装配饰等都给他的创作带来无穷灵感。和理查森同样惊叹于神韵有着最高的艺术造诣的艺术家莱特则表示，感恩神韵还使他获得了意外的收获。
You know, as an artist, we don't look just the surface, we go more deeper inside. Of course, you know, beautiful people, beautiful performance, but the spirit, the spiritual dimension of it was much stronger and it brought tears to me. The message, like, uplifts you spiritually. So this is the best part of the show that,you're uplifted to heaven, you know.
两位艺术家都表示，要告诉朋友们，一定要去亲身体验神韵的神奇魅力。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大基奇纳报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在基奇纳的演出吸引了舞蹈专业人士，他们被纯正的中国古典舞和历史故事深深吸引，表示神韵百看不厌，看神韵成为家庭传统。
从事舞蹈专业多年的菲尔波茨和考波恩更懂得欣赏神韵的中国舞。
So there was quite a contrast between the male and the female, I noticed. The male dancers, were very precise and there was a strength there, but still that grace that allowed them to land gently and make it look easy, even though it's not.
And for the women, as they floated, it almost seemed to float by. And the use of the props with the scarves and the silk sleeves and all that was used was just magnificent.
跳了15年芭蕾的菲尔波茨被神韵的故事所吸引。
I like the Buddhist with the fan. He was probably the one that sticks out for me the most. The storylines behind everything was really beautiful. It just kind of makes you lose time a little bit more.
看完神韵，他们已经成为了忠实的粉丝。
They wouldn't need to change it. I could watch this 100 times.
And so this was a Christmas present for my mom, and I think it would be a nice tradition to bring her back again every year.
新唐记者史清，加拿大基奇纳报道。
到1月11号晚为止，美国神韵国际艺术团已经圆满结束了今年在加拿大东部渥太华、汉密尔顿、蒙特利尔和基奇纳滑铁卢前四站的巡回演出。1月12号晚，艺术团将在加拿大最大城市多伦多拉开第五站演出的序幕。大多伦多地区的两位市长专程为此发出贺信。请看本台记者邱民的报道。
今年是美国神韵艺术团在世界巡回的第六年。不过对于多伦多这个被称作众神聚集之地的加拿大多元文化之都来说，已经是第九次迎接神韵的到来。在大多伦多地区，华人人口占到将近一半的万锦市和列治文山市的两位市长特地为神韵的到来发来了贺信，他们赞扬神韵致力于恢复中华的五千年文明。万锦市市长薛家平在信中说，即将在索尼演艺中心上演的节目集合了中国古典舞、民族舞以及拥有独特音色的中国传统乐器，将为全大多伦多地区的民众带来美好。列治文山市市长戴夫·巴罗说，演出将带来一流的中国古典舞、原创的现场乐团伴奏和绚丽多彩的服饰。两位市长都由衷地感谢神韵艺术家和演出主办方为自己的社区带来了丰富的多元文化，并且向所有观众送上了美好的祝福。从美国神韵国际艺术团圣诞节前开始本年度在加拿大的巡回演出以来，陆续收到了来自加拿大总督、总理、多位联邦政府部长以及安大略省政党领袖及厅长的祝贺。艺术团更是屡屡在各地创下了票房爆满的好成绩，甚至是一票难求。 那么从今天晚上开始一直到1月15号星期天，美国神韵国际艺术团呢将要在我身后著名的索尼演艺中心连续上演5场全新的节目。想要亲身体验神韵天下第一秀魅力的观众朋友，如果抓紧时间赶快购票，也许还能买到座位相连的神韵戏票。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团结束了在加拿大双子城的演出之后，马不停蹄地赶往加东巡回的第5站。1月12日，在当地最负盛名的剧院索尼中心的首场演出，再次征服了多伦多的观众。
美国神韵艺术团第9次莅临加拿大最大的城市多伦多，跨越时空的5000年大戏再次在多伦多最著名的剧院索尼中心上演。那么2012年全新节目带给这里的观众什么样的感受呢？一起来听一听。
I've been to many, many shows, and I can tell you this is one of the best I've ever seen. It's beautiful, the artist, everything. I was enjoying every single minute of it, and I was hoping it will never end.
Absolutely phenomenal. The costumes and the color combinations, the scenery, it was really outstanding. Something out of this world.
But you don't have to be just a dancer to enjoy this show. And the show appeals to everybody of different ages and lots of artists who can learn a lot from what they see here tonight.
I'm marking my calendar to wait until next year's show.
而艺术界人士更能从专业角度领略其超凡的艺术价值。
The very intricate movement with their hands is very different but beautiful. And I found everything very polished and well rehearsed and just beautiful to watch. I was very happy to be sitting on the balcony so I could see all of the transitions and the formations, which they did reposition a lot, which was nice so I could see everybody in the front.
I thought they were amazing. I especially liked the tenor. I thought he was really expressive and exciting to watch. And he sounded great.
Amazing, amazing. I loved it. I loved the fabrics, the chiffons, and I heard that they've been hand-sewn, like every outfit was hand-sewn. Amazing, really. They pay such great attention to detail.
演出跨越各个朝代，演绎传奇历史，令很多主流人士慨叹中华文化的博大精深。
It's a kind of cultural panorama. It tries to cover a wide range of China.China is big and has been there for a very long time.
The divine culture of the Chinese practice of spirit is very important. So each time I see that part of the show, I feel that it's so important. I really bring up the Chinese culture back to life and especially overseas, not only in Canada, not only in the United States, all over the world.
而听说神韵现在只能在中国以外演出，观众们感到遗憾。也希望神韵能尽快去中国。星期五晚和周末，多伦多还将上演4场神韵晚会。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。
纪录片导演、电视节目主持人阿尼塔·阿洛伊西奥在观赏了美国神韵国际艺术团在蒙特利尔的演出后，感叹神韵是一部艺术巨作。同许多艺术家一样，他说自己也从神韵中获得了灵感。
作为专业人士，阿洛伊西奥深知像神韵这样的巨大制作背后是难以想象的巨大付出。
The production is a huge production, and it's a sum of many efforts of many artists and choreographers and organizers and marketers. So a show is never done by itself, and of this grandeur, one can only imagine the organization that was involved and the artists that shared their creativity.
而神韵用舞蹈讲故事的艺术表现力，让这位纪录片导演十分钦佩。
Ageless, timeless, and that anything that we can identify with, both young and old, the snowflake meeting spring, and that was exceptionally done. The choreography was wonderful, and the attributes used in the choreography were exceptional. So we didn't need any explanation. It was just sublime.
最让阿洛伊西奥惊喜的是神韵运用高科技三维动画天幕配合舞蹈来展现无法在舞台上演绎的世界。
I thought the combination with the backdrop video was exceptional. It was very telling, and so that the dancers were a part of the screen itself, and the screen came to us, so it became an intricate part of the choreography. I'm trying to question how it was actually done and how it was actually orchestrated. And there was a synchronization in the dancers with the image that was wonderfully done.
他说每个艺术家都能从神韵演出中获得创作灵感，自己也不例外。新唐人记者史金，加拿大蒙特利尔报道。
形象设计师珍妮·米德尔顿一年前就对神韵有所耳闻，当得知美国神韵国际艺术团将到加拿大的基奇纳滑铁卢演出后，就为全家买了票作为圣诞礼物。他感谢神韵把积极的信息带给全世界。
由于专业的关系，形象设计师珍妮·米德尔顿特别注意神韵独特的色彩运用。
I thought it was fantastic. I've never seen a show like that in my entire life. And it'sEvery single like vignette is it's all very different and very creative and there's a really nice like it's like an explosion of color. Like you'll have a kind of quieter sequence like the monks with the like the light brown and then it'll go to like the winter welcoming spring and it's like white, green, pink, everything and it was really keeps your mind active the whole time.
演出中的歌曲也深深打动了他。
I really liked the singing.I liked the soprano singing a lot. It was really emotional, just because that girl's voice had so much power to it, and you just kind of like I almost started crying. I was like, "Wow, it's emotional." It just makes you like just appreciate life, you know. And it doesn't matter which culture you're from; it's just same for everybody.
米德尔顿说，整个演出传递的积极能量正是当今世界所需要的。
I think that like people should focus more on peace than violence, and I think that's worldwide.Because we have so many worldwide problems that, I mean, if people were more compassionate and more peaceful, then that would help things a lot. You see that in the show, it's a lot of positive energy. And I think everybody gets to take that with them, you know?
他感谢神韵把这种正的能量带到全世界。新唐人记者史青，加拿大基奇纳报道。
加拿大多伦多刚刚遭遇了入冬以来的第一场大雪。不过这并没有挡住多伦多人观看神韵的热情。我们来听一听一位演艺界人士的观感。
I love the show, from start to finish.
演员赫尔说，神韵绝对是完美的演出，每个细节都无可挑剔，无论是中西合璧的音乐还是演出的戏剧性，服装的颜色以及舞蹈都无懈可击。他特别欣赏男舞蹈演员的收放自如。
And I appreciate the men's dancing as well.Powerful and yet good control.
Why are you saying good control?
Because you didn't hear them bounding around the stage. If they would have sounded like a bunch of elephants if they didn't have the good control. So I noticed that.
中国古典舞对很多西方人来说是一个完全陌生的领域。神韵让赫尔感受到了中国古典舞的魅力。
Very unique as far as you don't see that in any Western dance. How to describe the moves like.And very nice, and the women's the arm motions, and a lot of shuffling that I noticed. It's shuffling, but graceful. They have a nice line, and lots of levels. The choreography, I like the levels. People are popping up, pop, 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 and they cover the stage very well.
第一次看到在舞台上巧妙的运用动态天幕，也让他感到兴奋。
And I love the combination of the screen.The people just walk to the back of the stage, boom, they're gone, and then off into the sunset. I love that. Never have seen that before. I think that could be groundbreaking as far as the technology is so advanced now that you can easily tie in like a, you know, everything's 3D now. Why not make theater 3D?
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大多伦多报道。
作为加拿大的文化艺术中心，多伦多常年上演着来自世界各地的各种艺术表演。多年来看过无数演出的多伦多艺术委员会主席约翰·麦凯勒先生，在观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的首场演出后赞叹，神韵的舞蹈家们展示了舞蹈的最高境界。请看本台记者邱明的报道。
Oh, the artistry was wonderful.
看完演出，麦凯勒先生说他非常兴奋。
Some of the dancers seemed awfully young. On the other hand, they're very experienced. And the highest level of dance, I think, no one in Toronto can perform better than they can.
他说，《飞雪迎春》这个舞蹈就充分展示了神韵所达到的舞蹈最高境界。
not only inventive choreography, but to spin those snowflakes and to throw them and stuff requires a great deal of skill as well as dance. They can make them spin and throw them, catch them, and so on. It's very exciting, like real snowballs.
他说，神韵利用背景天幕与舞台表演完美结合的艺术表现手法真的是绝无仅有。
Very exciting, and having the background drop, you know, I can't imagine how many hours they worked on to have the backdrops move onto the stage with such effectiveness, and the dancers suddenly appear on the screens moving around. Great stuff, and perfectly timed every time. So lots and lots of hours of work there, and very effective.
虽然去过中国，但麦可勒先生说他从没见过像神韵这样的演出。
How talented they were, it's not only sort of from one dimension on stage, but it draws in many of the dance numbers, draw in the spiritual and the Buddha and the history of the dance number and that particular area of China. So, lot to think about here. I was very excited to be here and glad to see it's being in Toronto for a few days and,We'll tell people to come and see it.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
神韵晚会绚丽的色彩与精美的服饰，让所有观众，尤其是时尚界人士叹为观止。正在加拿大度假的南非时装设计师莫莎·莫库纳有幸在多伦多观看了美国神韵国际艺术团的演出。莫库纳惊叹，演出让他满目流光溢彩。
I loved the show. It was amazing. I was completely blown away by the color, by the fusion of, you know, the colors, the fabrics. I mean, it was just really amazing.
盛装出席神韵的莫库纳兴奋地说，每当大幕拉开，舞台上的色彩就给他带来了愉悦的视觉冲击。
Color. I just see, like, just a splash of color. I see intensity. I see...Beauty. I absolutely loved the pinks, you know. I loved the whites of the snowflakes. I loved the, there was a sleeve dance when they were throwing the long sleeves. I mean, that fusion of pink was really just mind-blowing to me. And the green, of course, the green, the lush green grass, the trees, amazing.
除了大受神韵色彩的启发，神韵的舞蹈及天幕所展现出的自然景观拓宽了莫库纳的创作灵感。
The way everybody was coordinated, they create, all of them together create such a beautiful picture. Like you can, from an audience perspective, you see a flower. I'm generally inspired by nature and I saw just how, like everything, they based their whole outlook of life on nature. And it was really just an extension of what already inspires me, but it was on a bigger scale.
透过神韵精巧细腻的演出服饰，莫库纳感慨，在如此精美绝伦的演出背后，是神韵付出的无数心血。
I cannot believe it. I mean, how do you...hand stitch so many outfits, really. It just goes to show that they put so much effort and so much work, even into clothing. It's not just about, you know, just the performance. It's even the clothing that they take such precautious measures to. And it teaches you a lot, really, just about putting a lot of work behind.
新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。